4 NUE, mobile.
Nice visit, sir.
I did. That's KO4 NUE. Yeah, she was, oh, let me look at you. You've gained weight. I said, Mama, come on now. you know, just being a mama, but it made me feel good to see her.
To offer a cookie, a whole cooked meal, to, my mom used to do that to me. I go home, oh, you're not eating enough. Here, let me make you a deal. And my mom made the best collard greens and pinto beans and...
Well, I'm getting into the repeater. I'm down here in Piedmont. But I told her, you didn't tell me you were coming. And I said, right. I'm not telling you when I'm coming ever again because you want to get up and cook and do all this stuff. And I said, Mom, I don't need you cooking for me. You just let me come and visit. Oh, she fussed and fussed.
Because you're perfectly full quieting now. You did pop in and out, but then you came right back.
That sounded good. So, yeah, we visited for a little while, and she's putting together the scrapbook of our uncle, of her uncle, that served in World War I. So she's got a scrapbook with, you know, all the coins and got his wallet and got his diary and there's a couple of love letters in there. And boy, let me tell you, a World War I soldier is just as slick as today's soldier because we read some of those letters and I'm going to tell you what, buddy, that was one slick son of a gun.
With my brother and see if he still has my dad's letters when he was in Vietnam and he was courting my mama. Both of them were from South Carolina here and mom was 15 and I think dad was, let's see here, I think 21. He was 5 or 6 years older than her, but yeah, he used to write her letters and after they passed away, we stumbled across a box of them.
KO4 NUE with KA3JZA. She's about done with it. It's an amazing thing. I guess maybe one day I'll come by and visit with y'all. I'll show it to you. But she's got newspaper clippings and, you know, all the letters from, you know, where he wrote her. And she wrote back. And I don't know who was worse, him or her. But, I mean, nothing vulgar, of course. But just, you know, you could tell that they cared for one another. And the language is, the wording is, it's not fluid. It's, I don't know how to describe it. It's just different words, you know. One of the words was joculation, which I'm not sure. I think that may be comic, funny or something. But, I mean, who uses the word joculation or jocularity anymore? I mean, you see what I'm saying?
Well, I think it comes with the times and so forth because it's actually funny that you mention that. I was talking to Stephen, KR8MR, yesterday, and he was coming over. And we've been going over on the phone, just having some QSOs on the phone, and he said a couple things, and I kept laughing, but he's coming over Wednesday to visit for a little bit, and I actually told him that we had to keep the jocularity down because my wife works across the hall, and we didn't want her clients hearing us being rowdy on the other side.
It's a small world, isn't it?
I wish now, a lot of time I did spend with my dad, and, you know, we talked about his time in the service and things that he did and so forth like that. So it was not in any really, when I say major wars, he was never really in any danger per se. The type of jobs he did during the Vietnam War and the era and stuff like that was a little bit different than actual combat. But just sitting around talking and hearing the stories is amazing. I wish I could have had tape recorder back then and just taped it, KA3JCA.
In there, evidently, he was, he had some musical talent, too. There's some handwritten songs in there that he wrote about some of his experiences. And one of them's called Louse Louse, which is about lice. You should hear this song. I mean, it's the funniest thing, him talking about lice. And, you know, how they just eat you alive, and I'll just have to read it. I mean, it's about 30 or 40 lines, and they all rhyme. That's the thing. And he had started to put musical notes on it. But, oh my goodness, I deployed twice to Iraq, and I can't imagine being miserable like that and having to deal with lies. Oh, no, no way. Boy, how things have changed.
So my wife brings me an egg salad sandwich here. And Chad, I'm going to... carry it on. But hey, when you get home, if you want to give me a landline, give me a landline.
You're in and out again. If you can hear me, I do not have your cell phone. My email address is up on QRZ. If you don't mind, shoot me your telephone number through email, and I'll give you a holler. Thanks for the QSO, bud. Have a wonderful day. It's KO4NUE 73. I'm clear.
Is that your cell number I sent those videos to last night?
DMR radios.
Well, it was not so much the DMR. They're the recordings of the repeater going in and out.
Yes, that's my cell. So I do have your number. I'll add the appropriate name to it.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't sure. I had your number, and I'm not sure where I got it from. But, yeah, I'll add the same thing on this end, so now that I'm for sure who it was. So, alrighty. You have a great ride home, and I'm going to get this lunch with my wife here, and I'll be back on a little bit later, KA3JCA with KO4NUE.